farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Hello and welcome to the program. This morning we resume our parish visits with a stopover in Trelawney as we continue our Farmer's Guidebook series. Our proverb of the day is also part of the package. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Good morning.
That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are telling every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
If you're in Trelawney and thinking about venturing into farming, there are several crops that you can choose to plant.
We grow a wide variety of crops, inclusive of vegetables, condiments, ground provisions, potatoes, as well as fruits. However, main crops that we grow in the parish is yams.
Parish Agricultural Manager for Trelawney, Melvin Green. He says while these crops flourish in the parish, farmers are being urged to broaden their horizons.
For the past 2 or 3 years, we have been assisting the farmers in order for them to diversify. But sometimes, you know, because of the large volume of yams that they produce, what we are doing is allowing them to, in order for them to plant different crops so at least they can cash in on some of the markets that are available.
What are some of the crops farmers are being encouraged to plant as they endeavor to diversify?
We have been reintroducing crops such as ginger, Irish potato, and peppers to these farmers so at least they can get into the production of these in order for them to boost revenue and provide them with some economic value.
Trelawney currently produces some 3,500 acres of yam annually. It's no wonder the parish is known as one of the major yam-producing parishes on the island. So this morning, the Rada Parish Manager will tell us about what's involved in yam cultivation.
It's an all-year-round crop. Well, once they plant, you know, the next thing is for them to stake the yam. And once they stake, they would actually fertilize. There's a weeding process also. It's really a 9-month crop. You know, most of the farmers will keep it a little longer based upon their market situation. But we can't keep it too long because most times they keep it beyond, say, 3 months. After the maturation date, what you find is that they tend to have a problem with what the farmers call burning, but it's really nematode that affects the quality of the yam.
Parish Agricultural Manager for Trelawney, Melvin Green. The proverb for today is Dog foot broke in fanny masayad. Translation, if a dog's foot is broken, it finds its master's house. This means that those who get hurt in life will eventually return home.
Country want to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan will succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Callaloo yam planting. So good. Eating healthy is eating Jamaican. Our foods are produced under top conditions, so you get the best. Jamaican food is full of flavor, high in nutrition with lots of vitamins and minerals. When you eat Jamaican, you support our agricultural workers and their families. That's over 1 million Jamaicans. Keep yourself and Jamaica strong. Grow what we eat and eat what we grow.
That has brought us to the end of this morning's program. Join me again tomorrow when we'll continue looking at what's involved in the cultivation and maintenance of yam. We'll also hear how yam farmers provide jobs for others within their communities. I'm Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.